Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 20, lows of 12. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 12. Wednesday, we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 13. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 14. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 15. That's it for your weekly weather. Have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, the Director of Adult Social Care and Housing Needs is set to retire. Dr. Carol Tozer has announced her retirement from her post as Director of Adult Social Care and Housing Needs at the Isle of Wight Council. Praising her team's professional skill and unstinting hard work, as well as that of the independent care sector, Dr. Tozer said it had been a privilege to lead the department since December 2016. However, she said ongoing ill health following major spinal surgery last year led her to make the difficult decision to stand down. She said, "Mine is not a job that can be done part-time, and so, after discussions with my family, I have decided to retire from full-time work in local government. I have worked in social care for more than 30 years, and it has been my life's calling. I came to this professional area because of experiences in my own family, and I have never lost that overriding passion to make a positive difference to disabled, mentally ill, or frail elders and their carers." Meanwhile, sovereign residents living on the Isle of Wight are invited to submit project ideas for creating great outdoor spaces for their whole community. Proposals can be submitted through Sovereign's Your Community, Your Choice grants programme, with up to £10,000 available per project. YCYC lets people submit project ideas for their community to vote on to receive funding. Last year, 10 of them won a share of £80,000. Toby Eaglin, Sovereign's Community Development Officer, said, "I'm really excited about working with residents on their ideas and improving green spaces for the community and the wildlife. All project proposals for this round of funding must come from a Sovereign resident, but Sovereign's Communities team will offer full support with scoping out their idea and can engage local charities and groups to work with them if they feel they have an idea that will benefit the whole community. Projects must be uploaded to YCYC by the 2nd of August 2021. And finally, islanders are being invited to have a wildlife-filled month with 30 Days Wild, the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust's challenge to get you connecting with nature this summer. It all started with a Build Wild breakfast on Tuesday this week. Kick off your day with breakfast outside and use the free breakfast placemat as a spotting guide to record all the wildlife you see in 30 minutes as you start the day. For the rest of the month, see how wild you can go. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust provide 30 Days Wild participants with ideas, wall charts and activity sheets that give everyone easy ways of doing a random act of wildness every day. Some of the most popular activities include a paddle in the Solent, listening to birdsong and stargazing. 20,000 people from across the region took part in 2020, and nationwide 30 Days Wild had over a million participants. When you sign up for 30 Days Wild, you get loads of free activities to try. There are packs for schools, care homes and businesses to take part as well. You can sign up and start your wild journey at hiwwt.org.uk/30daywild. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 30th of May 2020 was when the company SpaceX became the first private company to launch astronauts into space. The Falcon 9 rocket carried the Dragon capsule, which held two crew members. SpaceX has also managed to make rocket boosters that land by themselves so that they can be reused, and is the first private company to achieve such a goal. The 31st of May 1930 was the birth date of Clint Eastwood, a film actor and director. Eastwood was not the best student in school and held a number of jobs after graduation. Eastwood apparently got his first acting role by sneaking into a film studio to audition with the help of a friend. Clint rose to popularity through a series of films known as spaghetti westerns, with the most well-known ones being The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, A Fistful of Dollars and A Few Dollars More. As a director, two well-known films he directed are American Sniper and Gran Torino. The 2nd of June 1875 was when Alexander Graham Bell made the first ever sound transmission via telephone. He immigrated to Canada in 1870 with his parents. Although he was credited for his invention of the telephone, Bell faced more than 600 lawsuits over his patent. By 1886, over 150,000 people in the United States had telephones. Today, telephones are one of the main methods of long-distance communication. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learned what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learned to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with the Obscure Word of the Week. This week's word is lackadaisical, L-A-C-K-A-D-A-I-S-I-C-A-L. It is an adjective which means lacking enthusiasm and determination, or in other words, carelessly lazy. It originated from the mid-18th century from the word lackaday, which refers to surprise, regret or grief. That's all. Join us next week for another Obscure Word of the Week. Hello, this is Jasper with the Obscure Holidays of the Week. Friendships are indestructible, present through good and bad, and helpful for bonding people together. Best Friends Day, observed on Tuesday the 8th of June, is one way you can show your bestie appreciation for their efforts to make you happier. You may want to spend time on holiday with them, you may rely on them in hard times, and you may want to share secrets with them. There is always one person who is there to help you no matter what. If you are a wine fan, you most definitely know that while white wine only contains elements from the grape's juice, red wine is influenced strongly by the colour of the grapes. Rosé Wine Day, observed on Wednesday the 9th of June, is a chance to find out just how fantastic the difference is. It is an opportunity for fans of rosé wine to enjoy a glass, as well as to spread the word about this fabulous beverage, as long as you aren't underage, of course. Vegetables, meat and fruit are just some of many great food products. Farm Workers' Day, observed on Thursday the 10th of June, is a day to show gratitude for all the hard work that farmers do to produce fresh food. The day was created to remind people to appreciate the fact that farm workers are often at work for hours and hours without end, so it is a perfect time to celebrate their efforts and contributions. Finally, axe throwing is a sport that is becoming popular. It's offbeat and fun, and it is an activity that can be enjoyed by everyone. International Axe Throwing Day, observed on Sunday the 13th of June, is a chance to try lobbying this tree-tipping instrument in a fun and safe environment. At some locations, you can do it for free, as the day was created to encourage people to relieve stress. so there's no argument against getting out and giving it a go. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Joel Smallbone, who's a pop singer, born in 1984, who's 37. Brian McKnight, who's an R&B singer, born in 1969, who's 52. And Ray Fisher, who's a movie actor, born in 1988, who's 33. That's it for your famous birthdays. Have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, proposals to close Chillerton and Ruxley Primary School has reportedly hit the blocks following the election of Debbie André as the new cabinet member for Children's Services, Education and Skills. The Save Our School campaign, which was formed to oppose the closure, had been working behind the scenes to build a business case for the introduction of flexible schooling on the Isle of Wight. This would support the high percentage of home-educating parents, as well as keep the 170-year-old rural school viable. Councillor André said, "I am opposed to the closure of the school and see the value of schools such as this, not just in terms of education, but as an essential part of rural village life." Finally, additional no-waiting zones outside schools in Cowes and Gurnard are among the latest proposals to revise traffic orders by the Isle of Wight Council. In the first phase of revisions, residents of Cowes, East Cowes, Northwood and Gurnard will be affected. Some orders will not change the existing restrictions, however just update the legal orders to reflect the current road layout. Changes were agreed between the Isle of Wight Council and police back in 2019, with further approval sought from town and parish councils last year. Now a formal consultation has been launched by the council for residents of Cowes, East Cowes, Northwood and Gurnard to comment on the proposals in their area. Details of the proposals have been placed on lampposts on the streets where changes are proposed, but residents can email the council at pfi@iow.gov.uk for copies. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.